When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my very soul shall shout hallelujah. Praise God for changing me, for changing me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my very soul shall shout hallelujah. Praise God for changing me, for changing me. When we think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for us, our very soul shall shout hallelujah. Praise God for changing us, for changing us. When we think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for us, our very soul shall shout hallelujah. Praise God for changing us, for changing us. When we think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for us, our very soul shall shout hallelujah. Praise God for changing us, for changing us. When we think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for us, our very soul shall shout hallelujah. Praise God for changing us, for changing us. When we think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for us, our very soul shall shout hallelujah. Praise God for changing us. Praise God for changing us, for changing us. Praise God for changing us. Praise God for changing us. Jesus. Let's praise him tonight. Let's praise him. 35 days of spiritual supernatural exercise. If this does not change you, nothing else will change. We're thanking God for changing us, and he's still changing us. This is the reason why we go to him and say, Father, what do you have to say? And as you seek his face, he will change you. He will correct you. He will tell you, my son, my daughter, this is the area, that is the area. And for these 35 days, these 35 days, They are those who are fighting. He's changing their life. They don't want to change. But there are some of us who say, Lord, thank you for changing me. Thank you for removing the blockage. Thank you for removing the blindfold. Thank you for removing the deafness that is in my ears, not to hear you all these years and weeks and months. I can hear clearly. I can see clearly what you have kept me alive to do for you. Thank you for helping me know that your covenant vision is more important than what I will do for you. I give you praise. We give you honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Will you thank him for changing you? And as you say yes to his change, Kamazia, Metikeli Garibasatele Muzanda, Mekimporda Atesuntu Luguvan Vanatuske, Melikradia. There are many that never wants to know the truth. They want to remain buried in the lie. They want to remain buried in the deception. Even when the light of God shine on their part, they still have spent a long time with the devil that they want to break. No more with the enemy. But when Jesus came, he said, Naki parada, fadil adane, suku parada, savid olozu daligara basanda, andeki elavazia. I've come for the change. And he told men and women wherever he went to change on this 35th day of this spiritual, supernatural exercise. We want to thank him for changing us. We want to thank him for changing us. Whatever you've heard from him, from the first day of this fast, this is the 35th day. I want you to lift your voice as we together say, when we think of your mercy, when we think of your goodness, when we think even in our foolishness, even in our ignorance, when we think of how far you have brought us, our very soul, our very spirit, our very body, spirit, soul, and body says, praise God, praise the Lord, praise the Master for changing us. We will not wait for disease to change us. We will not wait for chaos to change us. We hear his word and we say, yes, Lord. We praise you for the strength you've granted us. We praise you for the anointing. We praise you for the wisdom. Let's thank him for the 35 days of prayer, 35 days of revelation, 35 days of hearing the sound of the voice of the Heavenly Father. He said, he that has ears shall hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And from his word, he has uncovered many things for us abroad. Arask, Alevos, Ivadiba, on this 35th day, Mekinato Nozuzudu, Kulurabaya, we've come to say, Lord, thank you for every revelation. Thank you for every revelation, every dream. Into Sila Ardakia to Soya. Thank you for those, oh God, Matindu Kalazivranaya, Makitudosadi, that you're calling unto yourself. Thank you, Father, Maradani Kalanini Namaliga Lamazia Labazio, Lekilesu Nukarabasayade Nakanda, for the past 35 5 days you've been showing us dreams and revelation and your perfect will for us. We will never, never, never turn our backs on the truth you are revealing to us. We receive your grace. Esquesh oza inosa papa telegu faradino lomusa nabaliha mekundolobosonkolomo matali borozun telebabaya. We testify tonight to otaki telizodia. We testify tonight babanike lezibra gadosi. We say thank you for the great change. Thank you for the great change of how we have seen things and how you want us to see things and do things for your glory. Rabalada, rabalabaga, rabala, rabba, rabadaga, rabigidigi, rabadodo, zegebelebusado, naketu, sikelebusutumadinozo, zamventu, sutundeligrubusate, yapeselivoruscavanta limonontozea, mameste filocaricolisuturubusia, nekaitus. Thank you, Lord, for 35 days in your presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for glorious season in your presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for divine revelation, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for change. Thank you, Lord, for correction. Thank you, Lord, for correction. And Amahaya. Makalama and Alabahasa Hindele Iketose Hindele Baragus Hibarata Madigodos 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 Kamabuzaya Mefem Fentum Belli Bufapi Vodokovododi Mary Baba Balabada 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 Baligodu Buzuduya Ravangangin Grandon Sundrundua Irabikutulu Buzuku Bigitigili Buruzuduba Meran Scatis and Visa Nalzani Sotonzo, Reculozuno Makia Lagazino, no Mozuni Malagia, no Mozie, Rapatadis, Rabalados Kevedia. We say thank you, Lord, Patabindo Lobusuko to Libra Batamba, Nekinte Il Ozuzo Bunaka, Yetes Euzuzo Valagadia. On this 35th day, all we've come to say is thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord Maradi, for revealing yourself, for revealing your plan, for revealing your purpose, for revealing Galibora Kasiko, Beribosike Tezindolo Mosia Teligia. Not just revealing yourself, for helping us see where we are and where we ought to be, for helping us see the deception of the enemy, for helping us see La Kathira Atanisa Labada, for exposing all the spirits that have been plaguing us, Nepate Vizo Luca, exposing the deception of the enemy and shining your fire to consume enemies around us that we never knew they were there, La Kilo. On this 35th day, we know you are working wonders and working miracles and exposing evils and forces of darkness. Help us not to round up this great fast with the same devils and the same demons and the same diabolical forces. Rababina, ekepativo rubusuku teliboria, matendele busuku fadede, lekelilo ustavisu. Maragaya, Nekustelo, Sufetonuzo, Badikle, Guvrana, Mamusha, Mamusha, Mamulakle, Veso, Numoke, De Dila, Radizo, Wakwatundo, Ulunukuna, Namaya, Nanasi, Relekia, Davanda, Nikaliza, Yekeli, Yukumum, Marile, Kunukumala, Savarasia, Dalasana, Mazidene, Rando Kubashia. We give you praise. We give you praise. Somebody wave your hands and worship him. Wave your hands and worship him. Wave your hands and worship him. 35 days of seeking his face. 35 days of him revealing page by page, book by book, as to what to invest our lives doing in this wicked world. Many have been bought over by the enemy, and they are deaf and blind and dumb. But you and I can see, Lord, thank you. Thank you for changing. Thank you for changing our paradigm. Thank you for changing our focus. We have centered on ourselves for years and years and years and pursuing vanity. And you've opened our eyes, O Lord, Ekaprundu Kalia, to see how Nebuchadnezzar ended up, to see how Genesis 11 ended up. We are grateful for that which you are showing us, and we thank you. We thank you for not abolishing and banishing us forever. And through the blood of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice of Christ, we can come to the Holy of Holies. We can come to the throne of grace to obtain grace. And not disgrace. We receive that grace for the rest of the journey in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everyone say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, amen and amen. We receive that grace. Brothers and sisters, this is the 35th day. We have 2 days to go, and this fast will be over. We'll have paid by the grace of God with his wisdom, the title of the year. And you can rest on the perfect, perfect, perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ that he paid for you and I 2,000 years plus. Jesus paid the price and called you and I to follow him. And as we follow him, to do the same. He paid the perfect price. But for you and I to see the results in our lives and in our destiny, we have a role to play. And that's what you and I are doing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus played his role and is left to heaven. And you and I are here to play the role we are called to play in the master's plan, in the master's plan. And I say congratulations for those of us who have shown up for the past 35 days. What a blessing, what a blessing. This is our week of war against confusion. Everything you've studied from Genesis 1 to Revelation, where he showed us the record of all mankind. God has the record of everybody. This is our week, as we round up this fast, to bury confusion forever, where you are no longer confused as to what is my purpose, no longer confused as to what is my destiny, no longer confused as to what is my calling, no longer confused as to which way is the right way. The Bible is filled with all the revelation the Father has shown us the past 35 days. The last few days ahead of us, we are focusing on Satan's greatest weapon, apart from deception. It's called confusion. Confusion is defined as madness, spiritual madness, spiritual insanity. And many people don't see it that way until you study that word, that Satan is the author of confusion and wants you to stay confused and never get to be free to breathing or breathe out to know, my God, finally, I could point my finger to the will of God for my life. And because Satan, called Lucifer, who was the prince of honor in heaven, before he started up confusion in heaven. We learned a lot about confusion today, because with confusion you cannot focus on the vision the Lord wanted you and I to know. Many are confused. That's why you see people doing what they do. They are confused, and Satan wants to keep you running in cycles, looking for what is not lost. When you have the confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Messiah, your confusion dies. Confusion is defined as the spirit of rebellion. In Genesis chapter 11, where we studied today with other scriptures, which you already have, if you get to the life spring, it's already there, the declaration for this week, and the 7 points and the 7 reasons why you must fight confusion. If you notice, the greatest chaos we have on the planet Earth today, everywhere, both among Christians, which is worse among Christians. The Muslims know they stand for Muhammad, and they fight anybody that does not believe in Muhammad, and they kill anybody that does not believe in Muhammad. But the Christians have so many things they believe. The Christians have a lot of churches, and these churches are against one another. I pray you never get there. Where churches fight each other, churches don't greet each other, that member here and that member, pastors don't talk together, pastors don't agree, they are confused. I am the best, you are the best, my church is better than yours, we are the one that God has chosen. The competition, the criticism amongst one another. Here's what we dealt with today as we pray. Number one prayer point as we break today's fast, 2 days left. The first prayer point is against the greatest sin the Bible teaches and talks about. It's called rebellion against the known will, purpose, and mission of the Father. Rebellion against the known, revealed will, vision, purpose, and mission of the Father. That was what brought sin. When Lucifer left heaven as the prince of honor, he vowed that he was going to cause massive rebellion, and that he was going to take God's children with him to hell. What was the tool, and what is the tool he's still using? From the first man. From the first man and the first woman. That we see. That's why one family goes to 11 churches, as we're hearing today. One family. They are not sure if Jesus is only the way. So they believe by the time they settle for one Messiah, one Jesus, they may be losing and missing out on something. But Jesus said, if you have me, you have everything. Many have not come. So you see the confusion. Mother is going to that church. Daughter is going to the other church. Son is going to, you see, people are scattered. And it is so with husband and wife. It is so with friends. It's so with families. Every family. And that's the reason for the study of the book of the month. Satan was not Satan. People have asked this question everywhere. Why did God create Satan? Why did God create Satan? God never created Satan. Satan was called Lucifer, the highest archangel, the highest one of the three, Michael, Gabriel, and it was Lucifer. Lucifer means the prince of honor. He had the highest honor. And what was the job of Lucifer? We're told that he leads worship, he leads prayer. No, Lucifer was the one that collect all honor from all the angels and mankind. He was in charge of honor, collect, and he saw how everybody was honoring God. And Satan, who was the prince of honor, became the first to dishonor God and say, you are not the only one to take this honor. I also want people to honor me. Listen to what he did to Jesus when Jesus was fasting. The last day of Jesus' fast, he said, bend down and worship me. He told Jesus to fall down Can you imagine telling your creator, and we do that today? We say, how can he do that? We all do that today. Prayer point number two is to destroy the spirit of confusion. Genesis 11 tells us, verse 6, 7, and 8. Before the Lord said, I'm going to scatter them, he said, oh, they have rebelled against the blueprint. They've rebelled against the vision I gave them. They've rebelled against, and God knew the devil has entered the people. Stop them halfway. Don't go where he's sending you. Stay here and do your own thing. From that day, selfishness was exalted above the spirit of the living God. And that's why till tomorrow, selfishness has become the reason that people buy into confusion, because I don't like this, I don't like that, I don't like this, I like that better, I like, it is my life, I do what I like, what I don't need, I don't think, I don't want, I don't, and selfishness is still on the throne. And that's why Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, he said, if any man come after me, that means if you're going to be my disciple, if you're going to be my son, daughter, he said, you must deny yourself. Because until self dies, Luke 9, 23, he said, he must deny himself, carry his cross, and follow me daily. Daily, not once in a month, not once in a year. The fast will be over in 2 days. What will be the gain of 37 days of morning, afternoon, evening, midnight prayer? What will be your achievement and my achievement? If we don't destroy this demon, this spirit will continue to cause confusion. Brothers and sisters, check anywhere that people are dying and fighting each other. It is the same strategy. Satan will plant confusion and run into hiding. But God saw, he says, see what they began to do? He never referred to the enemy. He never referred to Satan. And he said, let's go scatter them. Confusion scatters your strength. Confusion scatters your energy. There are those who scatter their finances, scatter their resources, thinking, since we're not sure which is which, let's put a little here and a little there. But God said, I will not get a little of you. I want you to serve me spirit, soul, and body. If you remember, Pharaoh told Moses, no, take some people. The rest must stay here. Leave your family behind. Leave your children behind. Brothers and sisters, like we're told today in church, you are the leader of your home. Let no other spirit lead God's home. How can one family attend 7 churches? One family attend, is Jesus now confused? Is Jesus now? No, Satan brought denomination, which is called demonination. He's the one that divided the body of Christ, and you can be sure there are pastors that are not going to hell because they committed sin, but because they led people away from the covenant vision. The first thing you know of a covenant vision is the Father you and I serve is the Father of love, but he scatters those who will not follow his vision. And that's just one thing we're learning. Prayer point number three, as we round up the 35th day, and you know, the devil will not let you and I go easily. But Jesus Christ of Nazareth, with his shed blood on the cross, told us, if you involve me, I will fight your battles. You are not only my son, my child, my disciple, you are the apple of my eyes. And I will make sure that you are saved in eternity. That's why prayer point number three is so important. And we're not just praying after today. We're praying for the rest of the journey of the year. Because a lot of people have bought confusion. Many, many. Even though God is calling you and I to show us what is to happen. He said in the last days, many will rebel. In the last days, men shall be lovers of themselves. Read it for yourself and see. He said, in the last days, men shall hate one another. Men shall betray one another. And that is the spirit that is in operation right now. Number three, Father, as we bring this fast to a close, may I never betray you for all you've done for me, for the kindness, for the mercy, for you dying for me, your death for me will not be in vain. So we bind the demon of betrayal. Many who are betrayed, Judas did it. He ate with them. They took communion together, but Judas had another plan. There's always going to be that spirit, but God will never tolerate. That's why he said in Matthew chapter 10, those that endure to the end. If there is nothing to endure, he will not have put that there. They that endure to the end shall be saved. They that stood to the last shall be saved. They that are steadfast to the end shall be saved. We take authority. Prayer point number 3, over the spirit of betrayal. Some have betrayed him for a loaf of bread. Some have betrayed him because somebody promised them to give them some money. Some have betrayed him because they, if instead of me dedicating my life to Jesus, let me play the game of having 3, 4, 5 baskets. I pray for you tonight. It's the 35th day, 2 days to go. We are banishing confusion. This week is our week to declare war against confusion. Until God open your eyes, you will not see that this is what the devil is peddling. But I'm glad that those of us who understand this, put your hand on your head now and say, Heavenly Father, I declare war. I declare war. That's why from Genesis to Revelation, the great men and women of the Bible said they've had their mind made up. Joshua said, as for me and my family, it's not going to be just Joshua alone. He said, as for me and my family, I won't go here and my family go there and he goes there and she goes there. Look at families today, family of 5, family of 6, family of 10. All serving different philosophies about Christianity. Everybody have their own. And the person that will not submit, you know, Satan say, well, you know, you have to have your way. You cannot be controlled. They are trying to control you. And that's what he tells people. They're trying to control you. No, I saw it from the word of God. There's one God, one Lord, one Savior, one baptism, one Jesus, and one heaven. Nobody has another heaven to take us to apart from the one Jesus told us. So, Father, in the name that's above every name, on this 35th day, I sanctify these ones before you. I set aside these ones that they will not run in vain. They will not serve in vain. They will not labor in vain. They will not buy the lie of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, this ones, oh Lord, will pursue the covenant vision. They will follow Christ and deny themselves to be exactly like Jesus Christ. Now, whatever the devil is dangling before their face, they will know that they are not the first to have children. They are not the first to have husband. They are not the first to have wife. They are not the first to have friends. They will know that this life is a life of saying yes to the purpose and to destiny that only you have created for us. We receive that grace to finish and to run this race, to hear that sound and that voice. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. That will not cause confusion. We will not cause chaos. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind this monster and we cast it out from the life of everyone on this altar, that throughout this week we receive grace to declare war against confusion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen and amen. I want you to intercede as you break the fast, as you eat the food to get strength. Make this prayer point a part of you. We'll see you at midnight as we cross over, my God, to the 36th day. You are blessed.